So at this time, we're going to have our opening prayer done by our dear sister, Sharaka Melton.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get off mute. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Bible series. Let us go to our Father God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you so much for life, health, and strength. We thank you for blessing us so much more than we deserve. Lord, we thank you so much for our Lady Prayer Warriors and Admin Appreciation Month. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to just be able to serve you, Father God. We thank you for this great work. We thank you for this group. Help us to continue growing. Help us to continue to be connected, unified, and continue to show love to each and every person that we meet. Father God, we ask that you forgive us. It's not if we have sinned. We all have sinned and fallen short. Lord God, I'm asking that you throw it into the sea of forgiveness. Help create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Father, we're so thankful for your power to forgive. Lord God, we thank you for that blood-bought institution, the Church of Christ, that you purchased with your own blood, Lord God. We thank you for the deacons, the elders, the leaders, and we thank you for all of those who are speaking and teaching the things according to your will and your way. Lord God, we're so thankful that we are able to come together and have sisters on the line. Lord, you know specific needs. You know every household. You know every hair on our head. And we trust you. We have the faith so boldly to know that you're going to take care of everything that we need. Father, if those are among us that are sick, bless us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Bless those who are shed in, those who are incarcerated. Bless the country, the president, the leadership, that they do the things that is pleasing and acceptable in our sight. Bless the economy. Bless those who are looking for work, out of work, those who need work. Bless everyone's economic profiles. Help us all, Lord. Bless the church that we will put you in a light, Lord God, that we will be able to help others and have someone ask that age-old question, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, we ask special prayers for all of our endeavors. We ask special prayers for our visitors, friends, and guests who are on the line. Lord, we ask special prayers for the speaker on the hour, Sister Vivine Mills. Bless her family. Bless her husband. Bless her son, her nephew's son, that they will be safe, doing the good that they stand in need of. Lord, bless her as she comes to us with a word, that she will remember the things in which she has studied. Lord, we ask that you bless her as she travels to and from work on the dangerous highways and byways. Lord God, we ask that you bless her physical strength, her mental strength, emotional, and spiritual. Lord, we ask that she deliver this lesson on tonight, that we will take it and apply it to our lives. Father, not only her, but all the program participants, all the admins that will be participating in this program, that you bless us and that we do the things that we need to do, decent and in order, and also with enthusiasm, for it's all for you and all for your namesake. Lord, we ask special prayers as we continue out through this program that all things will be well, all things will be good. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we will have our scripture reading done by our dear sister, Jan Goosby.
Good evening, sisters. We'll be reading scripture text tonight from Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 through 28, and also Romans chapter 4, verse 13. The scripture read in Proverbs chapter 30, starting at verse 24. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folks, yet make their houses in the rock. The locusts have no king, yet go that they forth all of them by bands. The spider take hold with her hands, and is in king's palaces. And that was Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 through 28. Now we'll read Romans chapter 4, verse 13, and it reads, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. May God bless the hearers and doers of his word. May God bless all of our lady prayer warriors and all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jan, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. Now we're going to have our song praise, and that's going to be done by our dear sister, Dorothy Jenkins.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plead. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Amen. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for singing that beautiful song, Oh, How I Love Jesus, Because He First Loved Me. Thank you so much, sis, for allowing God to use your voice on tonight. All right, sisters, next we're going to have the introduction of our speaker, and that will be done by our dear sister, Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, my sisters, our honored guests. Thank you for being on tonight, and I have the honor and privilege of introducing our speaker of the hour, Sister Vivine Elaine Saunders Mills. Sister Mills is a native of the island of Jamaica. She studied in the field of accounting and business management and is an accountant by profession. She has worked both in the private and the public sector in Jamaica for over 40 years. She presently works as a senior auditor with an international firm of chartered accountants. She became a member of the Church of Christ in August of 19. 1992 and have been a member of Patrick Gardens, Church of Christ, for 29 years. She is the president and vice president for the Ladies Bible Class, as well as committee member for the youth group. She is also a member of the committee for the Ladies Annual Retreat, which hosts over 200 ladies every year. She joined Lady Prayer Warriors Ministry in 2013 and served as one of the administrators, and she is also the team leader for the Welcome Team. She has participated in the 100 Days of Prayer ever since her join. And she has also participated in the 24-hour prayerathon since joining. Sister Vivine has a passion for the Word of God and the work of the church. And so she decided to do further studies in theology and receive a diploma in biblical studies and personal evangelism from the Jamaica School of Preaching. Her favorite Bible verses is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Philippians chapter 4 and 13, Philippians chapter 4 and 6, and her philosophy is, I am a happy woman, no time for downtime. Life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. I live to enjoy life and everyone around me. When pain, betrayal, judgment, or adversity comes, I live that too. I face life straight up, knowing that it too shall pass. Every moment does, and I am more committed to myself. She shares her hopes and her dreams with her husband and Donovan Mills of 21 years. They are parent guardians to her nephew, Daniel. She sees her greatest accomplishment as being a child of God and being able to tell others about Christ. Her hobbies are cooking, traveling, gardening, and making floral arrangements. Her desire is to never miss an opportunity to tell someone about Christ, Christianity, and the church. And she hopes it is the same for all her sisters in Christ, and that we will always be our sister's keeper. I introduce to you, so get your pen and paper ready to take notes, my sisters, and sit back and listen to our dear sister, Vivine Mills.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Natissa. Good evening, sisters, and thank you, Sister Katrina, for hosting. Tonight, my sisters, I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the program. But first of all, let me just say all praise and honor to our Heavenly Father, who has blessed us with His grace and mercy, that we can be here for another night of revival. It is always a privilege and honor to share God's word with my sisters. And thanks to my fellow admins for another opportunity so to do. I would like at this time to thank our most gracious host, Sister Katrina, for hosting tonight, and to all my other participants and fellow admins. Thank you, Sister Sharaka, for that powerful prayer. Sister Jen, for reading God's word so eloquently. And Sister Dorothy, for that beautiful song. Sister Natissa, thank you for that beautiful introduction. And I want to thank Sister Sharaka in advance, who will come to us again with the closing prayer. Tonight, my sisters, we have had a wonderful, wonderful week of revival. On Monday night, as you know, the topic for the week is, to whom are we accountable, God or man? On Monday, we had Sister Dorothy Ruth Jenkins, who gave us the subtopic, a call to accountability. She spoke about restructuring, relaunching, and reigniting our faith. On Tuesday night, Sister Natissa, she came to us. She spoke about trusting God
rather than men. And last night, Sister Katrina gave us, whom will you serve? Tonight, my sisters, I want to speak on the subtopic, who are you? An ant, a badger, a locust, or a lizard? By now you might be thinking, what is she talking about, Animal Farm, or a roll call from Noah's Ark? Well, according to Proverbs 30, verse 24 to 28, four things are small on this earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not strong, but they prepare their food in the summer. The badgers, they are not mighty folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts, they have no king, yet they all go out in ranks. And the lizard, you may grasp with the hand, yet it is in king's palaces. We know that all ladies are afraid of lizards. To be accountable and to know to whom we are accountable requires us to use wisdom and the word of God. Tonight, my sisters, I will explore with you 3 points on accountability. What is Christian accountability? What direction should it take, and how do we develop Christian accountability? The truth to be told is that for any society or organization to function, accountability is essential, and Christian accountability is no different. The question is, who are Christians accountable to, God or man? Let's check the scriptures. Hebrews 4:13 tells us, and no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eye of him to whom we must give account. Many Christians today have the fear of accountability. We do not want to hear about it, nor be tied to it. Yet being accountable is essential to our spiritual growth and godly character. In the life of a Christian, we must hold ourselves to a higher standard of accountability. We must be open to what we are thinking and doing so we can receive encouragement and reproof when needed. My sisters, we must be responsible for our actions and our plan of action, whatever those things may be. We must know that we are liable, we are responsible, and we are answerable for our actions in life to God. Romans 4:12 tells us, so then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. My sisters, I tell you this, we can walk as we like, we can talk as we like, but we cannot go to heaven as we like, because God and his angels will reject us. Because why? We are ultimately accountable to him. In Luke 16, verse 1 and 2, Jesus told the parable about a rich man whose steward was accused of wasting his master's goods. The steward was summoned and told to give an account of his stewardship. While the steward was able to act quickly and wise to set things in order, Jesus used this story to make an important point, and that is, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust in what is much. My sisters, we must be prepared for the day of accountability by taking seriously our stewardship responsibilities. We must be accountable for our managed resources, whether it be our time, our money, or our talent. We should always keep in mind that all that we possess comes as a gift from God's hands. Acts 17:25 tells us, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. God is creator and owner of all things, and we are ultimately accountable to him. Let us look at accountability to each other. My sisters, accountability allows us to be answerable to one another, family, spouse, friends, co-workers, boss, our LPW sisters, members, administration, our pastors, evangelists, and those who govern us. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but to exhort one another, so much more as we see the day approaching. You notice the words, exhort one another. Do not forsake coming together. Being accountable is sharing in confidence our journey in an atmosphere of trust. When we make ourselves accountable, we can give an answer for what we do, and we understand where we need help in the areas where we are weak and struggling, and how we are growing and what we are learning. These are things that will help us to stay on track and get prayer, care, and support when we fail. My sisters, when we make ourselves accountable, we can have a place to open up and to share. At the same time, we can be challenged. We have the goal to develop, to form spiritual maturity and growth along with developing God-like character. We are reminded, as sisters, in Titus 2:2-10, that the aged woman must have behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, but be teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers at home, be good and obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. My sisters, we are called to be accountable to each other, and in doing so, we are accountable to God. We will feel God working in us and us working our faith with one another. Let us look now at the direction of Christian accountability. My sisters, do you realize that every day God holds us accountable for our actions and our deeds? Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word that they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. In our daily lives, we may be able to hide our character and flaws and sins from our friends, from our families, and our church, but we cannot hide anything from God. God evaluates everything we do. In Psalms 139, verses 1 through to 8, it says, He knows us. He knows when we sit down and when we rise. He knows our thoughts from before we even think them. He is familiar with all our ways. Before a word is on our tongue, He knows it completely. The writer of Psalms 139 says, You hem me in, behind, and before. You know, sisters, when your dress tail pulled down, I don't know if we still do that these days, but we hem it up so that the part that pull out goes back together with the rest of the skirt or the dress. Well, that is what the scripture is saying. God hem us in, behind, and before. The writer goes on to say, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. And if I make my bed in hell, you're there. We are accountable to God. Wherever we go, God is there. My sisters, we can't be one day Christians. We can't be Sunday Christians. Sunday we go to church and we sing, All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. And then tomorrow and the rest of the week, we're out of Christ again. We become unaccountable, no Bible study. It is all about me, myself, and I until Sunday morning again. Sisters, because we're accountable to God, we need to make sure that we're always striving to please Him by obeying His commands. In 1 Corinthians 12, we read that Christians are all part of the same body, the Church of Christ, and each member is accountable to each other. This scripture suggests the importance of strong accountability between Christians. You know, sisters, some things taught in the scriptures can make us uncomfortable. We tend to ignore them, and the notion of being personally accountable to someone else for our actions is certainly one of them. When we are called out because of our actions or bad reactions, rather than look at God to whom we are ultimately accountable, we walk away and miss our blessings. When it comes to our character and spiritual development, we are prone to resist accountability. After all, we reason. That's between me and God. It's nobody else's business. My sisters, let us all be reminded that we as sisters in Christ must be accountable to one another. In Luke 17, verse 3, it reads, If your brother or sister sin against you, rebuke him or her. And if he repents, forgive him or her. Again, in Galatians 6:13 tells us, If someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. My sisters, it is important for each of us to have at least one person in which to confide with, to pray with, and to encourage with. Being a Christian makes us vulnerable to temptation, spiritual warfare, and sometimes misplaced desires. So day by day, we must practice our faith. We must be growing and learning and maturing in our Christian walk. And we do need to have that someone to whom we are accountable, so that when we fall, not if we fall, but when we fall, we can be held accountable. My sisters, sin will get us. Maybe not today, but tomorrow is still coming. My sisters, Christian accountability is essential for us to help each other, to know our strength, our weaknesses, and our opportunities more deeply. When we're able to be accountable to each other, our spiritual lives will take on wings, and we will be able to see more clearly our inner being and desires if they line up to God, to what God has for us. We can see God's word more clearly. Our behavior and responses to others will also change for the better. Sisters, if we don't hold ourselves to some degree of accountability, we will eventually fall. Proverbs 27:17 tells us, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Jesus himself practiced accountability when he was there on earth, leading his disciples. Accountability comes down to faith and trusting in Christ and allowing his work in others to help keep us connected to him. The love of God, my sisters, is often best seen in the love and care of others. My sisters, my prayer is that you and I will not allow accountability in our Christian life to be a forgotten call, but we may always remember that we are ultimately accountable to God, and we should always welcome the loving correction from our brothers and sisters in Christ. If we really want to stay accountable to God, give your sisters in Christ the invitation to evaluate your character and your spiritual development. You know, so many times my husband would come home and talk to me about something that happened on the job and how he felt and how he responded. And he would ask me, "What do you think?" And from a Christian perspective, I would engage him as to whether the answer was Christian-like or if it was otherwise. And there are times when I would say something or do something not Christ-like, and he would check me on it. And I would feel some kind of way, but it helps me to always check myself. As true Christians, we should always welcome correction. Proverbs 98 says, "Rebuke a wise man and he will love you." As Christians, we must have the courage to speak to each other when there is need for correction. We must hold each other accountable. When I began the lesson, I asked the question, which creature are you more like? And this will be your homework. Read about them and see which one you are like. Are you like the ant and why? Are you the badger and in what way? Are you the locust? How? Are you the lizard? Explain it to yourself. Think of situations where you most often feel the need to slip away and run. See if you can detect a familiar pattern. Ask yourself why. What makes you so hard to nail down? Is there something to hide? Is it something you fear? Are you afraid to let others get close? What is the reason behind the pattern? Were you taught to live without accountability? Did you develop excuse making in your early years? And when you find out the reason for making excuses and do not want to be accountable, discuss it with a friend. Be vulnerable talk openly about your Aunt Badger Locust little makeup. Have that conversation. My sisters, in the end, we're accountable to God. And if we want to be effective in our accountability, we must allow our pride to yield to the necessity of being accountable to one another. It is a starting point to build and develop character, patience, and dependence on God's grace, as Abraham did by faith. The four creatures that I spoke about in Proverbs 30, let's take a little look at the lizard. We can hold it, the Bible says that, in our hands, if we catch it, because it is ever so slippery. The next thing we know, it winds up in king's palaces. How does the lizard do that? Well, that's the secret of the lizard. It is a master of disguises. It can blend so perfectly with its background, and no one even notices its presence. It is operation camouflage, slippery. It can quickly squirt away and shows up elsewhere in all its glory. The ants, the badger, the locust, and the lizard presents a small but very clever message to all of us who live with daily excuse making. We can easily escape, slip away, change our moods, and go right on without accepting or even acknowledging that we messed up. The devastation, though, of living like that can be enormous. It has consequences. How about you? And I ask myself, what about me? Are you slippery? Are you moody and evasive? Do you enjoy camouflage? Have you a favorite anthill of escape? My sisters, God does not do camouflage. You and I will be made accountable for that. God is not in the mood and evasive business. You and I will be made accountable. No matter how slick or slippery we are, we cannot hide from God. Everything about our lives is laid bare before his eyes. We are accountable for our choices, and the choices we make makes us who we are today. Who are you accountable to? Are you the ant, the badger, the locust, or the lizard? Or are you a committed Christian to the cause of Christ, Christianity, and the church? My sisters, I trust that something was said to encourage you in your Christian walk. Thank you for listening. Love always.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Vivine, for that powerful lesson on tonight. And now at this time, we will have our closing prayer by our dear sister, Soraka Melton.
Powerful, powerful lesson. Let us go to God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you so much for the word. We thank you for a beautiful lesson presented by Sister Vivine Mills. We thank you for all of the things that she said and reminded us of so that we can take it and apply it to our lives, holding each other accountable, being there for each other, making sure that we are on the right path. Father, we're so thankful that you give us this revival tonight. We thank you for our Lady Prayer Warrior administrators who continue to put on these programs and keep all of us engaged. Father God, we're just so thankful for all program participants. We're thankful for everything that made this lesson a great success. Father, we're just thankful that you continue to bless us over and over again. Father, we don't deserve it, but you continue to bless us. Father, you just continue to give us the yes, even when we deserve the no's. Father, we just ask that you continue to heal us. We know that you're a way maker. Help us, our weary, those who are going through struggles, trials, tribulations, different things. Lord, just bless us in a mighty way. We know that you will give us and supply us everything that we need. We ask that you bless the church as a whole, all over the world. Father, just build us up. Help us to bounce back from the pandemic and go and be amongst the saints. Keep us safe as we go into our places of worship. Father, just bless all Christians all over. Help us to be able to be accountable to each other, love on each other, and just do the things that we need to do. Father, as we go through our comments and the furtherance of this program, we're asking that you watch over each and every one of us and our speakers on tomorrow, Sister Jan. Help her to remember the things in which she has studied. And also we're asking special prayers for myself as we continue to close out and give the grand finale of Who Are You Accountable To, God or Man? Father, we ask that you continue to bless us and continue to keep us, and we thank you and we love you. It's in the mighty, mighty, matchless name of Jesus that I do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka, for that powerful closing prayer. Now at this time, we're going to have words of encouragement and comments done by our dear admins, Sister Sharaka Melton.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for being a great host, Sister Katrina. Thank you to all our admins, Sister Dorothy. Thank you for that song and all others who participated in the program. We're just so thankful. If you are a first-time caller, if you're visiting, we want you to call back tomorrow. We got a special treat for you, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So please be with us, and we thank you so much for calling in. Sister Vivine, as we go tomorrow, you're gonna some of this is gonna be some deja vu a little bit. Great minds think alike, but in all seriousness, this was a powerful, powerful lesson. And we don't want to be accountable anymore. Everybody wants to go into that. What I got from your lesson, I got so much. But what I really, really got is we want to go inside of our own space. And we don't want to be bothered with no one else. And we got to be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we got to make sure that we are doing the thing and things that to examine ourselves and be comfortable enough. Like you said, you can feel a kind of way. But it's best to feel a kind of way and go to heaven and don't feel no kind of way and go another direction. So I'm just so, so thankful that you put all of this out here and you gave so many powerful examples of how we have to hold each other. And your analogy using the animals, I thought, what in the world is she going to do with that? But thank you so much for just giving us a mighty, mighty lesson. And I think everybody held the sentiments throughout the week. We got to remain accountable to each other in order to be accountable to God. Thank you for a powerful lesson.
Thank you, sis.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sharaka. Sister Jan?
Good evening, sisters. Thank you again for hosting, Sister Katrina. You've done a fantastic job. You always keep us upbeat and uplifted when you host, and thank you so much for that. Thanks to all our program participants tonight, my fellow admins. Again, happy Admin Appreciation Month. Sister Vivine, you did a fantastic, very powerful lesson tonight. I really love your analogy, and I love how you did use the ant, the badger, the locust, and the lizard. One thing I can say, I might not be a lizard because I hate lizards. Fantastic, so. But anyway, just a wonderful, wonderful lesson. You got a lot of good points from it, a lot of good scriptures from it. The one thing that I am going to take away is that from this lesson, most importantly, is that, you know, we can't, you know, we are accountable to God. And we should be accountable to God everywhere we go. We can't be accountable to God one day and then all the rest of the days we're accountable to man. And we, you know, living our life worldly and ungodly. So I thank you so much for those points. Again, you brought a lot of good points out tonight that we need to put in our repertoire and just save it and continue to dwell and grow on it and do better by being accountable to each other. Thank you so much, Sister Zena. I love you.
Love you too, sis. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Jan, for those beautiful comments. Sister Dorothy?
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Katrina. You're doing an awesome job hosting our program tonight. I want to thank all of our first-time callers, any visitors and friends that may be also on the call. And I want to just say that I am truly enjoying this revival. The theme, who are you accountable to, God or man, is unique in the way that a lot of times, you know, we don't think about what it means to be accountable. But on tonight, Sister Vivian made sure that we understand what it means by accountability. I like the 3 points that she had in her lesson. Let me see, can I remember what they were now? Hold on. She said, what is meant by Christian accountability? And she told us that it means being responsible for our action and reliable and answerable to God and also to others. And then the part about what direction Christian accountability takes. And we know that in order to be accountable, there must be wisdom and the word of God. So we will make sure that we're into God's word and knowing what he has commanded for us to do. And then I think the 3rd point was, how do we develop accountability? But the part that stood out with me, that most time we don't think about, that we must be accountable to God for what he has given us, our stewardship. We think about everything else, but we don't often think about what God has blessed us with and how he expects us to be accountable in sharing to help others as well as kingdom business. Most of the time we concentrate on how little we have, and there's so much, you know, we can do a lot with what he has blessed us with, but are we being answerable? Are we answerable to what he has given us? Are we reliable? Are we responsible for what he has given us in order to help others along the way, especially when it comes to the Lord's church and kingdom business? So I'm just really, really taken by the lesson that all this week so far, and I know 2 more powerful lessons is coming, that we will have a thorough understanding what it means to be accountable to God, but also to your fellow man. So thank you, Sister Vivian, for your powerful, encouraging lesson on tonight. Love you.
Love you, sis. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for those encouraging words. Now we will have our dear Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Katrina, for hosting you. You're doing a wonderful job, my sister, and to all my fellow administrators. Wonderful, wonderful program, and a blessed continued administrative month to you. And I want to say to all of our first-time callers, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please join us back. And all of our returning sisters, what a blessing to be on, to have you all on with us tonight. And Sister Vivian, I love the homework you gave us. And so we can go back and study that. I'm going to have to go back and study that passage of Proverbs 30, 24-28. And I love so much has been said about how you broke it down, how we ought to be accountable to one another. And the 3 areas that you discussed in your lesson was powerful. And one thing that stood out also to me was you said day by day we must practice our faith and have someone who we are accountable to. So we have to remind ourselves that we are our sister's keeper, and we can't make it to heaven on our own. So we have to, you know, even though it may hurt us sometimes or make a little feelings, sometimes we get ourselves in the way and feel a little selfish, but we have to remind ourselves that we have to be accountable one to another in order to make heaven our home. Thank you so much for reminding us and giving us a lot of nuggets in your lesson tonight. And truly, truly, we are leading up to the grand finale tomorrow night. It has been truly a blessing to me all week. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, Sister Natasha. Love you, too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Natasha. Do we have Sister Bridges on the line? Okay. All right. Sister Vivian, what another powerful lesson on tonight. We have been truly blessed this week, and tonight you did not disappoint us. And I just want to say thank you so much for this lesson. It was very encouraging to me. You said a lot of points. And I'm like Sister Jen when you was asking, who are you, the ant, the badger, the locust, or the lizard? I'm like, oh, I don't know what she going to say about that lizard. So I'm definitely going to have to go back and read that because I don't like lizards. But one thing that you said on tonight that I thought was very, very powerful, you said a lot of things. You said that we, in our daily lives, that we can hide from others, but we cannot hide from God. You also talked about how God is everywhere we go. And you said that I thought this was very powerful, true Christians welcome correction. And I think so many times we have to work on that because we don't want nobody to tell us nothing. And I know I was guilty at one time, but I have definitely matured in the Lord. And it's just powerful. True Christians welcome correction. I just thought that was very powerful. And I like how you said we can walk as we like and we can talk as we like. But one thing about it, we cannot go to heaven as we like. And I just thought that was powerful. So my takeaway from this lesson is that we have to be faithful. We have to be obedient to God. And just because people don't see what we're doing, don't mean that we're getting away because God sees everything. So I just thank you for this lesson on tonight. Very, very powerful.
Thank you, Sister Katrina, and thank you for hosting. Love you.
Love you too, sis.